What's up, bro? You're listening to Randomly Relatable SG,
where we talk about random things you relate to.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Wise.
Sure, I'm
Sabri.
No. And today's podcast is: Are you afraid? Are you afraid of immigration? 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Yeah. Are you afraid of immigration? Worst thing I ever tried to smuggle. Yeah. Hey, sorry, it's only a record. Yeah, so far, bro. Topics of different gravity. I heard the money's good.
Urine.
I always hear that they will stop at
that. You got saliva test already now.
Macam ERT lah kirakan. Oh, yes.
This podcast is brought to you by Property Win.
If you are a young couple looking for your dream home or you've been unlucky with the BTO ballot, contact Erwin.
He has a 100% track record in finding homes with minimal cash. Call or WhatsApp Erwin at 8877-5050. That's 8877-5050. Now, on to the podcast.
What's up, welcome back to the Boy Podcast. Are you afraid of immigration?
ICA!
What is worse? Getting stopped in Singapore or getting stopped abroad?
Abroad.
Abroad.
Singapore.
So I think Singapore, sir.
I cannot decide.
I would say abroad. Because I trust the Singapore system. Legal system.
Okay.
You know, salah lah, fuck it lah. It's going to be fucked up lah, but salah, whatever shit. But like, at least I know it's by the book. And...
Well, what do you think is the worst country to get stopped at?
Oh, a lot lah, bro.
Indonesia.
A lot lah, bro.
I think Indonesia as a Malay person still okay. Kau boleh buat Melayu.
Like, funnily enough. Okay. Not say funnily enough, but...
China lah, bro.
No, bro.
North Korea lah.
A real problematic one, and right now that is a lot more known, right? People still go to Jerusalem, lah.
Jerusalem, yeah.
Yeah, bro, that is problematic, bro.
That's Brunei.
Whoa.
Darussalam.
You said what?
I said Jerusalem.
Palestine. Sorry.
Palestine, Israel.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yeah,
Palestine, Israel, and whatever not. So, the immigrations are crazy, bro. You go there, confirm. 2 hours stop. 2 hours go inside room. And stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, that
would crazy. You ever go to Jerusalem?
To go Al-Aqsa? If given an opportunity,
of course,
yeah. It's a thing, man. Baltimore, this,
yeah.
It's a thing. It's a. I won't say a tour package, but like it's a famous thing to do
as a Muslim.
As a Muslim to do the.
It's not Haji or not Umrah.
Jejak Rasul,
Yeah.
Where the Prophet go, and spread and stuff like that, But I think. If you just want to go straight to it, right? I just want to share why I'm so scared about it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I...
Wait.
Go.
I have a story.
Alamak, dua-dua nak bilang story. Siapa macam sekarang?
No, dia nak answer the question.
Tapi story juga ah.
But my story is about getting stopped abroad.
Okay, sure.
My mom kena stopped abroad before.
China, kan?
Germany,
for stealing, right? Yeah.
So what happened was, she was carrying a handbag.
Dia pernah bilang?
Benar. She was carrying a handbag, and after that, I think me and my sister were like young. So we were in like their metro gitu. And then she was looking at lipstick. And then me and my sister tengah kecua, tengah lari-lari, tengah naughty, all that. And then I think she accidentally put a lipstick and she's trying in her bag.
No such thing accident.
She left. And then the beeper went on. And then after that, the security came and then checked her bag and then other. So they called police all. But the scary thing was that they couldn't speak English. And we went with my auntie or my uncle. So it was just us. Panic, rabak sia. Because they were like talking and very aggressive. Germans, I think they speak very aggressively. So they were like... So sorry. And then after that, my mom was like, I don't know. It's accidental. Couldn't get the case settled. And then we got our auntie over. Blah, blah, blah. All good. But it was scary. They put us in a room semua.
It's just being framed lah. Being framed is scary as shit lah, dude.
Oh yeah, that was scary.
But do you think, cik ni bastard gila lah.
Apa?
But do you think it was accidental?
Yes.
Because exactly. Because so for stealing lah, there's two camps. One is steal sebab mahal. One is steal sebab...
Thrill.
No, no. Okay, fine. Three camps then. Okay. So one is still sebab mahal, one still sebab thrill, one still because you don't believe that this is worth being priced that much.
Understand.
Therefore, it has to be stolen. It's not worth buying.
In America, I think they recently reviewed the law, you know, about like the value of what is considered a misdemeanor, which is something that is not very serious, and then there's a federal or whatever lah. So recently they reviewed the law. So right
people
are looting the shit out of places now, sir, because it's just going to be considered a misdemeanor.
Under 1290.
Something like that.
No lah.
Sure.
6990.
Oh, I curi sia all the gula-gula.
Yeah, so people are stealing not only like from those kind of gula-gula shop or whatever. No, people are stealing from like Louis Vuitton.
Hi.
Apple.
And that's
it's crazy. Yeah, it's people are looting like crazy from these places. Yeah, it's just a fun fact. I've been watching a lot of shorts about what looting. Quite funny. Yeah. Okay. What was your story?
My story is why I'm so scared about this like immigration and all this stuff, right? So
is it immigration or authority?
Immigration.
Okay.
Authority and pretty chill. Immigration. So immigration is because I watch a lot of Locked Up Abroad.
Okay.
Locked Up Abroad. This Channel 5 last time have lah. They smuggle gold.
Why do you need to smuggle gold? I never understood that. Tax to avoid tax.
Avoid tax.
Okay.
Smuggle gold, smuggle money, or like illegal gold lah. Which is never tax gold lah. Smuggle gold, smuggle money, smuggle drugs. Like they put the drugs in the condo, they with honey then swallow.
Okay. Drug mules ah.
Drug mules and all those. Then like but the one that my mom until now still always tell me not to do is help carry back for somebody.
Same. Mama do also say that.
Help carry back for somebody. Kena caught. Oh
your
no.
Shit, yeah.
It's your shit. Then you want to say that's the other person. Then the other person will step like they don't even know you.
It's not mine.
Who are you? Huh? I'm traveling alone.
Yeah.
So until now, I will never.
What
even
would
your
be
bag, bro. I will never call. I will never carry your bag for you.
What would the reason be for someone asking them to carry the bag for you?
So I had one when I went back to Australia. Came back from Australia. The landlord that I was with, she asked me to bring back a package for her.
Oh.
Yeah, but the it was medicine for her mom. Yeah, because it's cheaper there and her mom is sick.
Okay.
So then I was like, yeah, of course. I balik kena marah sia. Kena marah gila. My mom
so
said,
you did
why
you
do
did
that? I
back
did
back
that. Okay. But the only reason why I was okay with doing that is because I helped her pack the bag.
Okay.
So the package. So I knew what was exactly in the package. It was like a pair of slippers and then two or three like medicine.
Okay.
But like from pharmacy, that kind. Okay. Seal. So
still you never know. See, you never know, bro.
Yeah, but I deliver all the way to the mother house.
Okay.
So I think should be okay, but my mother's school never again.
But
said.
Like the cartoon one, like not cartoon, the on TV one is like they will come with like 2-3 children, sketchu nak mampus. Then like backdrop or like, hey, can you please help me carry this just through the
first immigration
the macam the scanner and whatever stuff. So macam imagine just one person with three kids, then you got fucking a lot of bags, then maybe one toddler and whatnot, then like okay, can I just help you carry lah. Carry if you don't kena caught, then give back if you kena caught. Then caught lah. Then I always see like, oh, your
the three children muka semua lain-lain macam.
Yeah, cousins. Then my fear is always like that lor. Then language barrier. Then just there. Then no money to pay. No language to pay. No battery. Phone no battery. Phone no data. No help to ask. And you stuck lah.
I think like I'm still why I say I'm more afraid of getting caught in Singapore is because I think as a Singaporean, kind of, if you're overseas, we are quite well protected in a way, because of our passport and our links to a lot of nations, right? So I think that although like the country punya laws may be a bit shit, but I feel like as a Singaporean, you will be sort of protected.
Yeah, but maybe if they take 3 hours to reach you, it's gonna be the worst 3 hours of your life, bro.
That's one thing. But then like I still have that confidence. But the reason why I feel like Singapore macam lebih takut it's because of how strict they are lah. I just feel that way lah. Yeah. So every time I go to immigration, even though like I have nothing wrong, right? Aku macam
takut.
I still have like did I not pack this or did I pack this properly? That kind of stuff ah. Yeah.
Same.
Go into the room. Have you gotten to the? Have you been dragged into the room before?
Nervous ya.
What room?
Any room ah. Tak, kau pernah. Aku takut to the point kan. Because now I never wear specs mah. So sometimes the biometric right slow. because I never wear specs or wear specs or I not fine. I will scan, bro.
Oh.
If that loading is too long.
They scan your iris and too long, right?
If that scanning is too long, wow, bro, I can cry, yeah. I can cry, yeah, bro, if that loading is too long.
You're like panicking.
Yeah. Nothing. I never do anything wrong, huh?
Asal.
Why
do you feel scared?
What do you think could happen potentially from your face not being able to scan? Paling-paling dia just ask you to go and scan in front mah.
Benda-benda bodoh lah. Maybe just parking fine ke, speeding ke, some ticket ke.
But ada lah. But usually no, you get a few warnings that before that mah.
I don't know.
I never go through it before mah.
Yeah, macam horror story is so sia.
Maybe just littering ke, kena caught by then like they put in my record. Or maybe
evade parking.
Parking mission.
That time you at Willows Horizon, pop, 22 times.
Fuck.
It's not me.
But it's real lah. I mean, like
it's not me. It's Sam. Bastard.
Sabrina, 131.
Never not my blog. Correct.
No, just to see how much the fine. Actually, yeah. The fine, yeah, it's me. 7,000. So it's not me.
She made me do it.
But nothing much that I do lah. Nothing wrong ah.
But it's raw because like I've arrested people who have warrant for on their names without them even knowing. But usually it's for stupid shit lah, like not attending court, atau never pay alimony to their wife, and then there's a warrant for their arrest lah. But then, for parking fines, all that usually tak unless it leads up to you nothing. Not going to court ah.
Then
you can
what
get
happened?
Then you get arrested, put inside.
Ni when you screening people lah.
Ah, when screening people lah.
Screening boy takut je.
Yeah.
But really, then you put handcuff them.
Handcuff ah.
Go to police station.
Go to lock up ah.
Last time I more scared. Last time ah. Allegedly last time. I smoke contra. I always have contra on me, bro.
Allegedly.
Allegedly last time I always have contra on me.
But yours is not the contra. Yours is the beli duty free ni contra, right?
But it's still contra, bro.
Yeah lah, true. Yeah. Allegedly lah.
Beli duty free ni contra tak boleh.
Tak boleh ah,
baik. Tak boleh sell bawa Singapore.
Duty free ni contra apa?
You buy from duty free before you leave Singapore, then you bring it back and then.
Or you
in.
Buy in. You buy in macam example Vietnam lah. I buy two cartons from Vietnam. I come back to Singapore.
Oh, I didn't know duty free cannot. I thought duty free is like everything okay.
No, tak boleh.
Alcohol?
Alcohol actually there's a exceptions. Alcohol boleh, but cigarettes tak boleh.
Oh,
it's quite in Singapore only.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because you have to pay tax.
Yeah, but actually a few places also Malaysia also. That time I went to Langkawi. One of my teammates wanted to buy a carton. Not allowed to Malaysia cannot. To Australia also cannot. To a few countries I think tak
so
boleh.
So like Australia is so funny, bro. So Australia is weird as laws, bro. Cannot bring like food.
Cigarettes
like,
I know cannot food.
Dust lah. Kau kena make sure your shoe is proper lah.
Serious ah?
I don't know about that.
Basically, they don't want to bring in
viruses. Cannot bring meat all.
Yeah.
Meat I understand lah. Tapi the dust thing macam repeat lah.
I just don't know if suddenly inside my bag got a pack of dinding.
Why would you have a pack of dinding in your bag?
It's wise, man. Beef jerky ke.
Random sandwich ke.
Oh, yalah.
Lupa.
You know which part tak scary to me? You know when you want to, they want to chop your passport at the airport, and after that they talk to you for a while.
Yeah.
From the booths.
Yeah.
I scared I say the wrong things. Yeah.
So what you're here
Sabina
for?
Scary, yeah. Especially if your name has a Ben or Binti, and then you're going into America. That talk can be up to 15-20 minutes, though.
Serious, ah?
Yeah. My dad that time kena. Cause his name, I think that time he got janggut all. And then his name is Shiraz bin Imram.
Is it
very Muslim name?
Is it like longer than what it is now?
Yeah, like proper janggut before, yeah.
Oh, I can't imagine so. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Then after that, talk to him for about 20 minutes gitu.
What questions did?
What are you, okay, the basic one is like, what are you doing here? Then my dad will say, oh, visiting family, all that. Oh, where does your family stay? What do you usually do here? How long have you been here? How long are you going to be here for? Is this your first time? All that stuff. And after that.
Was that your family's first time into America?
No.
Oh, damn.
Every time they go into America, this happens.
Selalu kena question.
As long as there's a bin or binti in your name.
Elfie
tak sangat. I think dia tengok muka so. My dad looks very Muslim at that point of time with the janggut.
There is. Okay.
Yeah, very, very fit their stereotypes lah. Yeah, so kat sana banyak also. And that one I scared. Because that one, sometimes they scary. Saya tak ada, no, very ruthless lah, their face.
Yeah. Aku pernah kena question.
Oh, sorry. My father got one time, stupid shit this guy. Sorry, daddy. The guy asked, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
And then he wanted to say, because there's this very popular outlet store in LA that he loves and he wants to go there. Everyone goes there. Yeah. And after he's like, what are you doing here? He said, I'm going to go to Costco.
Uh-huh.
Costco is a grocery mart.
Yeah, grocery.
And then grocery shopping, grocery shop. Then after that, he like, Costco?
Yeah.
And my dad's like, yes.
Yeah.
Macam proud gila.
Yeah.
Confirm suspicious what? Confirm Google just macam most famous place in America.
Costco.
Alamak.
Why, man?
Stress lah siya. I'm getting married soon. Then looking for a house. All that. Stressful lah.
I was in the same position, bro. I applied for my house in 2020. I've been waiting for like almost 4 years already.
Oi, why you both so stressed?
Cannot get house lah, sir.
Cannot get house up.
Huh? So long already?
Yep.
Yeah.
Why you not ask me for contact? I know this guy. I'm so sure he can get you a house, eh?
Huh? Who?
His name is Erwin, or Property Win lah, on his Instagram.
Okay.
So easy to contact him, you know?
Okay.
I have his number at the back of my head.
What's his number?
What's his number?
88-77-50-50.
Huh? So easy, yeah?
Yes.
88-77-50-50.
So it's 8-8-7-7-5-0-5-0.
Yes, yeah. 88-77-50-50.
Okay.
88-77-50-50.
So okay. You can just WhatsApp him and he'll reply to all of your property inquiries.
Yep.
Now, back to the podcast.
Yeah, that's it.
So did he get stopped?
Nah, it's part of the conversation.
Okay. The only time I remember getting questions like that was when I entered London alone. Lah. Tapi that was like very easy. Like, where are you going? What are you doing here? Dah, then ciao. That's all.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was scared like not enough. Like, no.
Yeah.
They asked me my address or residency. I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
Hotel, Airbnb.
I don't know. I never booked one, bro. I don't know.
They asked you when you entered London that time?
I think I had everything they did. Yeah.
But it's senang, kan? Like, just scan. You don't even have to chop anymore.
What?
Singapore, yeah.
London?
Yeah.
Because you don't even have to chop anymore.
Commonwealth country.
Oh.
So you enter London, is easy. Is biometric lah, macam balik Singapore.
Oh, stylo.
Very nice.
What other countries are like that?
I think Australia pun tak payah.
Actually,
payah.
ASEAN is easy.
Australian coming to London.
ASEAN is easy. Commonwealth is easy. ASEAN and Commonwealth. I like the ASEAN line.
What is Commonwealth?
People basically countries that has been
colonized
by UK before.
Oh, okay. Understand.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
And then that's scary, yeah. Singapore, why I'm not so scared about Singapore? Because you never do anything wrong. But if you were to do anything wrong, then you kind of know it, bro.
Yeah, you see it coming.
Kind of know it, man. Like just these small things, some cigarette, vape. Cigarette, vape, you fucking know it, bro.
Yeah, you go in knowing the risk already, kira-kan.
Yeah.
But seeing your luck,
True lah. Abroad, you really don't know what you might be doing
like if you are the one that I always say is random urine checks. Because after NS, then they say they will do random urine checks.
After NS?
Like basically, guys who kena random urine checks at the airport lah.
Okay.
Yalah.
You pernah kena?
No.
You?
No.
Never? Now I got saliva test. Like
but
PCR
I've been through a urine test before.
In the airport?
No. Police, you must all go through urine tests.
Of course. But in the airport, urine test? So that also always here. Like you go there, you get random urine test.
It's annoying actually.
I've never fucking seen it before lah.
And my friend kena, but because he was in lockup before, I think usually it's for this kind of people.
Lockup for like drugs
For drugs. Yeah. And after that,
he went where then came back from
Malaysia,
where?
JB.
Huh?
Yeah.
Checkpoint.
JB checkpoint.
Dia kena kat checkpoint.
Yeah.
Oh lol.
Kena kat checkpoint JB. Kesian, because his friend, he went with his friend, but he was behind his friend. So his friend dah jalan. And then after that, he kena stop. His friend never noticed. And then after that, he was stuck in there for about an hour or two.
Kawan dia tunggu je?
Kawan dia tunggu lah kat luar.
Oh, damn.
Because cannot text and all that.
Cannot lah, yalah.
Oh, an hour or two gitu. And then kawan dia tunggu dia kat luar.
Clean lah.
All good. Quite scary.
That's just the reason why I'm afraid. Just don't help carry people stuff. Don't, record for stupid things. That's about it.
I've always wanted to interview a drug mule. Like I always wondered how they get themselves into this situation. I mean, we've seen like locked out abroad and how they macam like, hire people to get this, right? But usually it's...
But do you know friends who smuggle stuff?
Yeah.
Yes.
Big, more than personal consumption.
I've heard lah. Friends of friends kind of.
Never lah. Tak pernah kau ada?
Weird stuff have lah.
Like what?
Ah, yeah lah. Weird stuff have lah.
Weird stuff
apa? Animals.
Yeah. So it's not, yeah, it's like random stuff lah. It's like, yeah.
Animals.
Aku dah kawan animal.
Weapons but
like
not.
Like kucing like that. Like bawa masuk kucing.
No man, exotic animals.
Exotic
man.
Animals. Exotic Why? Animals.
Reptiles.
Ah, yeah. Cicak.
Hey, I went to the zoo recently. I sent you guys some stuff.
He's been sending me shit, no?
No, I was at the zoo. What? I was at the
snakes.
Zoo. I was at the reptile part. Nah. I said, hey, stay.
You want to say or not, my lizard? No,
no, in that place, so many lizards, bro. And I got lizards swimming. I caught it. It jumped, it fell into the water, and it swam.
Because I was at work.
Swimming, sub. He's swimming.
He said, you should buy this and frame it in your office. What the fuck?
It's the whole snake-nya bone.
Yeah.
Later I show you.
But you go butterfly.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm proud of you, man.
I'm scared already. I'm scared.
You like this? Like
I think I think it's the level of cockroach already.
Oh, a lot better.
So not that bad already, yeah.
Why did Fasiha bring you there?
To make you face your fear.
Lah. For, oh, to, so no, not no, face my fear. Fuck.
Oh. Or to make fun of you.
See me scared, ah, bro. Face my fear. Fuck that, sir.
Is the zoo, ah?
Yeah, for what's the 30th birthday, I'm going to get you cracks, but to get to your cracks is inside the butterfly. Butterfly.
Hey, you think it's funny? I'll yeah? Fill your house with snakes, bro.
Fuck, lah.
Fill it up. Fill it up. Nah, we stop there. Finish.
Fine. Oh, but you see the... Oh, bro. The,
oh, we should do a video idea.
No.
The teacher is... Killer, bro. Like, it's...
It's not a chicha anymore if it's like that big, bro.
It's basically a chicha is this.
This is not a chicha anymore.
It's a lizard.
Yeah, lah, it's a lizard.
A chicha is a lizard, right?
No. Oh, my God.
No, you should see the one swimming. He's showing the video. The one swimming.
Eh, what is... I never book out, you know? You cannot otherwise your problem.
Let me show you what he sent me.
Snake, okay.
No, but the snake one, not that... Not that nice. Kau tengok the last one. Dah macam Rango, bro. Style,
sial. Disgusting, sial.
look at the thing swimming.
I do one.
You cannot play, sial. You cannot. Look at the thing swimming.
Yeah, that's cool. It's like an alligator.
Sial, cepat tell up.
Yeah, so it was just like, snakes ah. Snakes. 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 Snakes, more snakes. Yeah.
Kau tengok ni. Kau tengok ni.
Rattlesnake. He was showing me every type of snake.
Kau tengok. Imagine I put this in. You put this in my room, so I'm scared. Like, fuck.
You just wake up to a lizard.
Sure, I'm at least just macam empat je. You tengok.
No, because
and an album.
No, because you got a lot of lizard. The snake cannot find. Macam like camouflage challenge.
TikTok also he send me, you know, every time got cicak. Yeah. He said, looks up. This is so cute. Something like that. Some clickbait title tau. Looks up. Buka cica. He tag me also. He comment my name.
I should have seen this coming, you know, because like I was looking at Y's Insta story that he was going to the zoo, kan. Then like when I see Y send me an image, then I'm like, oh okay. I'm like, ah fuck, he's at the zoo. Then I bet like in my head like, oh sub pun akan kena lah, yeah. Siapa ni.
So boisterous, Y's.
Yeah. I was so happy, bro. Aku tak ambil gambar, aku cari. I want to find more for sub. I need to find a nice. Lagi ni aku fikir apa gini. I need to find a nice snake for sure.
Yeah, then the friend that was talking about the exotic animals, right? You also know him. He is married now. With kid.
Sama? Him?
His wife's name starts letter J.
Damn, son. Giuliani. Aku main nembak je. I hope he's wrong lah.
He lives in Yishun.
It's okay lah, don't need lah. But yeah lah, yeah. Those type of things lah.
I kena. Yeah. From you guys?
Yeah. No, from me and your ex. F.
Oh! Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
His house used to have a lot.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's funky.
Yeah, man. So spiders.
He keep it as pets?
Scorpion.
You sell to people.
He kept some as pets. I remember.
So like...
What?
Maybe drugs is a bit. I mean, but everything is illegal. I just say everything is fucking illegal, lah, bro.
But what do you think is worse, exotic animals or drugs?
Drugs.
Yeah, there's a bad fucking comparison. Instead, yeah. Okay, exotic animals or
unless it's a tiger lah or something.
I just came back from
don't mind him.
Don't mind him.
He's a plush toy.
it's a cat.
chimpanzee.
But how do people like that one, sir?
No, chimpanzee be much lah. No, but like no, that's why I think they go back to insects. Because it's small, ma.
Like, no, but I know people who like smuggle sugar gliders.
Dog sugar glider.
Sugar glider is the small thing that you can, they will like fly.
Ew.
You can throw.
It will land.
Ew.
It will land on
your head. It's like a boomerang but it's alive.
What is that?
Sugar glider.
It's like a small, like squirrel. Flying squirrel.
Berapa kecil?
Small.
Like hand.
Like hamster size?
Bigger.
Orang campak-campak?
No. Because it can
or like
it can glide.
Like guinea pig style.
It's like smaller. It can glide. It's like a flying squirrel but smaller.
Yeah, from there right, you can ask it to jump, then it will land on your hand.
Disgusting.
It's not a lizard.
I like picturing lizard. Like, eh.
It's a
squirrel. It's squirrel.
Cute. It's furry. Cute. It's cute. It's very cute. Let me find a sugar glider.
Because the animal market is big, so bro.
Yeah.
Live animal market, crazy TCM market also is huge.
TCM?
So it glides Chinese. Like this.
Eh.
Yeah, so it's very small. Cute.
Hamster.
Yeah, it's like that.
Tak cute.
Cute, yeah.
Ooh, I cannot look scary. Say this thing.
He's nocturnal. He's nocturnal.
Tengok apa?
Yeah, he looks like he works night shift.
Yeah lah, it's cute.
Zul, dia kutuk kau lagi Zul.
Yeah. So yeah, animals. I know a bunch.
A bunch
of people who buy exotic animals lah. Sell.
Buy and sell.
Buy and sell.
Buy and sell transport. I don't know.
I think I know that friend.
I know. But.
But dogs, I don't understand. You can do it legally. But yeah.
Cheaper, yeah, I think. Maybe, cheaper, yeah.
Yeah.
I know people smuggle cats into pasal they want to buy from Pandan. Pandan sell rabbits, yeah?
Yeah.
Pandan
yeah.
sell rabbits, you know? Life.
But I think that one untuk masak, bro.
No. Pets.
Pets, eh? Oh, okay.
No, it's illegal to buy bring dog all, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, any kind of pet across the immigration is illegal, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, any kind.
If I want to bring my cat to the vet in JB, cannot.
I think there's proper paperwork or whatever shit that you must do.
If I'm not wrong, cannot bring back cat food, eh?
So.
Cat food, I'm not sure. But I know meat in general tak boleh,
I think pet food pun tak boleh, though.
Eh.
But I'm not sure.
I don't have a pet, so I don't know.
I remember when the checks were so
maslamat shit.
The checks were crazy last time.
Hey, maslamat, is he killed already or
he's
is he
in
just
prison?
Prison again.
Prison.
So he's in prison. Probably they ISD, used to because they scared you simpan your vape or your cigarette inside the roti.
Oh.
And they will like squeeze your roti to make sure you got nothing inside.
Seriously,
yeah. Yeah, I think my dad kena before.
Damn.
Yeah, squeeze. Because we buy groceries, right? Yeah, squeeze.
But your dad is smart not to keep it there.
Yeah.
He allegedly.
In his janggut. If I put in my mom hijab.
Okay, hypothetically, okay, for the next podcast, hypothetically, if you were to smuggle something into a country, where would you hide it? We save it for the next podcast.
I don't want to do that one.
Hypothetically.
See you guys in the next part.
Bye.
Yo. So if you come all the way to the end of this podcast, we just want to thank Property Win for sponsoring this podcast.
Yes.
It's great because like all of us are moving to into stages of our life and stuff like that. And now this is probably a stage where a lot of us are getting married. A lot of parents are older and things like that. And
the property. Next stage is to get property.
Oh, get property. Yeah. You want to buy your new house.
Buy your first house.
Buy your first house. Maybe you want to right size down for your family house and whatever not. And that is why we feel it's very, very important. And it's a perfect collaboration with RSG and Property Win. Lah.
Yes. And so, how do you always used to say it, always? Just so you know, or is it hello there?
Just in case you forgot.
This podcast is brought to you by Property Win.
And just in case you forgot.
8877-5050.
8877-5050.
Yes, so like all jokes aside, guys, just WhatsApp him and he'll answer all of your WhatsApp messages or all your queries about real estate. Don't be shy. Just ask him, for example, like simple questions or so. How to apply for BTO.
Simple questions, how to apply for BTO, how much is the down payment, what is the grants,
what do you mean by minimal cash,
what to look for when you're looking for a house,
I bet all of these questions, I think.
Do they really mean 6-minute walk to MRT when they put it on the listing ke?
Padahal 2 kilometers.
That's a solid 20 minute walk.
Depends how fast of a walker you are.
Depends on how fast you walk.
If my nenek...
It will take some time.
Yeah, so real estate now is like, I think when Wise and I were applying for BTOs, it was a very complicated process. We even had to contact someone to know more about this whole process.
And fun fact, Property Win was one of the guys I spoke to and gave me some very, very insightful tips.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if I benefited from the tips, you would too.
Yeah, and we've all met him personally as well. Yes. So we did make sure that we chose the right agent to sponsor us.
Yes.
So that you guys can benefit from him the most.
With that, thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye-bye. Bye.